In August 1862, Sanford paid 1,000 francs to Opinion Nationale in Paris for the editor's agreement to help the Northern cause by launching a media attack on the American South, alleging that not states' rights, but the preservation of slavery was the primary cause for the Southern secession. The editor was paid 500 francs each month until the end of the American Civil War to ensure the steady publication of pro-Northern, anti-Southern news. While Sanford was distressed by British attacks against his networks in October 1862, by this time he lacked the funds to do anything more about it. By July 1863, he had spent $15,000 of his own money to sustain his European operations, yet he was about to have his greatest breakthrough of the war. In July 1863, Beckwith informed Sanford of a Southern intention to move its shipbuilding operations from England to continental Europe. Beckwith believed that the South intended to purchase an entire fleet of French ironclad warships. In response, Sanford quickly traveled to Paris himself to investigate these reports, and he informed Seward that a thorough investigation and more funds were necessary. A month later, in August 1863, Bigelow was increasingly concerned about Bullock's efforts to build a Confederate naval fleet, but he still lacked sufficient evidence to make a move. After numerous conferences and correspondences, Sanford alerted Northern agents in Nantes, Havre, and Bordeaux. On September 9, 1863, a clerk from Varouzen Company in Bordeaux provided Sanford's operations with precisely the evidence they needed to scuttle Bullock's plan to build a Confederate war fleet. The clerk offered Bigelow documentary evidence of Confederate ironclad construction. For 15,000 francs, the clerk sold 21 original documents to the Northern agents. After reviewing the documents, Bigelow concluded that no further effort or expense would be necessary. He had explicit agreements for ironclad construction for the Confederacy. Emperor Nicholas III had actually solicited the Confederacy's business through John Slidell, the Confederate commissioner. Keenly aware that Napoleon III could be put in a rather precarious position, Secretary of State William Seward sent emissaries to the French leader who threatened to release the embarrassing contracts to the media. Anxious to avoid public embarrassment for his blatant violation of French neutrality in the American Civil War, Napoleon III rescinded the contracts. As a result, the Confederacy was deprived of a technologically advanced fleet of warships. Most historians agree that this operation was the turning point in the American Civil War. Without its own fleet, the Confederacy was at the mercy of the Northern blockade of the southern coast. Similarly, northern coastal shipping remained largely invulnerable to southern attack. Just how much did Sanford's networks affect the outcome of the war? To get some idea of the importance of warships to the Confederacy, we can briefly survey the role played by a few ships the Confederacy did manage to obtain. The Confederate ship Florida sailed from Nassau on 17 August 1862, and managed to break through the northern blockade in January 1863. In the course of the next 22 months of the war, until the Florida was captured by the USS warship Wachusett in September 1864, this one ship managed to sink or destroy 38 northern ships. In just one case, in sinking the Boston merchant clipper, the Jacob Bell, in February 1863, the Florida managed to destroy over $2 million in cargo and supplies. On one day, 4 July 1864, the Florida managed to capture or destroy four northern ships. Similarly, the Confederate warship Sumter operated for less than 7 months, from July 1861 to January 1862. In just that short period, the Sumter managed to capture 18 northern ships and to burn seven of them. The most notorious example was the CSS Alabama, commissioned by the Confederacy in August 1862 and sunk by the northern warship USS Kearsarge in June 1865. In less than 3 years of operation, the Alabama became the single biggest southern threat to northern shipping, managing to destroy or seize over 110,000 tons of Northern commercial shipping. Finally, the Confederate warship Shenandoah was commissioned in Melbourne, Australia in October 1864 with the specific purpose of harassing Northern whaling ships in the Arctic. Between June 22nd and June 28, 1865, after General Lee's surrender at Appomattox, the CSS Shenandoah completely decimated the North's entire whaling fleet in the Arctic Ocean, capturing 24 ships in just 6 days and burning all but four of them. Only when the ship docked in San Francisco in August 1865 did the captain and crew discover that the Civil War was over. In 11 months of service, the Shenandoah traveled 58,000 miles on the high seas, capturing 38 Northern ships and sinking 32 of them.